On Capitol Hill, the judge wars continue with their fascinating political meanderings. While a high-profile filibuster of one judicial nominee takes center stage, the battles in the wings tell as much or more about judicial nominations and how they work. Take the nomination of J. Leon Holmes to a federal district court judgeship in Arkansas. Holmes has apologized for saying that rape victims are as likely to get pregnant as snow is likely to fall in Miami. The apology has not been enough for some senators, but if the nomination survives, it will not be because it was rescued by Republicans, but by Democrats from his home state. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
President Bush nominated Holmes to a federal district court judgeship after he was recommended by Senator Tim Hutchinson, a Republican. When Hutchinson was defeated for re-election, his Democratic successor, Mark Pryor, joined the state's other senator, Democrat Blanche Lincoln, in endorsing Holmes. And Judiciary Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch scheduled the nomination for a vote last week. But what was supposed to be an uncontroversial proceeding turned ugly for Holmes when Democrats began reading aloud some of his statements, starting with California Senator Dianne Feinstein.
In 1980, he wrote a letter to the editor stating that abortion should not be available to rape victims because conceptions from rape occur with the same frequency as snow in Miami. He co-wrote an article in which he stated that, quote, the wife is to subordinate herself to her husband, end quote, and the woman is to place herself under the authority of the man, end quote. How could I ever vote for this man to be a judge?
Feinstein said that she'd never before voted against a nominee for a district court position, but that there was a first time for everything, and for her, this was it. Holmes has noted that some of his remarks were 15 or more years old and has apologized for at least one statement, the one saying that pregnancy for rape victims was a red herring. In a letter to Senator Lincoln and in written answers to questions, Holmes wrote, quote, regardless of the merits of the issue, that sentence reflects an insensitivity for which there is no excuse. For New York Senator Charles Schumer, though, the apology was off point.
It's not just insulting. I mean, this guy just makes it up as he goes along. 32,000 women became pregnant last year because of rape. The man is so blinded by his ideology, he doesn't even look at the facts.
That 32,000 figure, according to Schumer's staff, comes from a study reported in the Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. Democratic Senator Richard Durbin said he was further troubled by Holmes' written answers to questions about when he would recuse himself from cases. Durbin said that although Holmes had been involved with 8 separate right-to-life groups, the nominee had refused to say he would recuse himself from abortion cases. It wasn't just abortion or even the relationship between men and women that set teeth on edge in the Judiciary Committee. In an article about slavery, Holmes said he agreed with Booker T. Washington that slavery is, at least in one sense, an example of divine providence. God had, quote, placed the Negro race in America so it could teach the white race, by example, what it means to be Christ-like, he said. Senator Schumer.
This man's an embarrassment. He's going to make a laughing stock, not of those of us who are opposing him, but of those who are supporting him. What is going on here? Have we lost all sense of reality?
Judiciary Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch sought to defend Holmes, noting that he'd been found well-qualified by the American Bar Association, that he had the endorsement of many Democrats in the Arkansas legal community who described themselves as pro-choice. Indeed, in endorsement letters, several said that while they strongly disagree with Holmes, they have complete confidence in his fairness, his even-handedness, and as one bar leader put it, his rock-solid integrity. Senator Hatch.
This all represents a strong testimony of his ability to remain objective once a judge. Now, most striking are the letters that the committee has received from pro-choice attorneys, both men and women throughout Arkansas, who strongly believe that Mr. Holmes will fairly adjudicate any case, including abortion cases, that come before him.
Hatch's support, however, was qualified.
I have to admit, I'm concerned about some of those comments.
The Judiciary Committee chairman at first suggested sending the nomination to the Senate floor without any recommendation, an unusual move that would deny the committee's approval but would allow a vote by the full Senate. But Republican Senator Arlen Specter said he wanted the nomination held over for further examination, and that is what happened. The Pennsylvania senator, who faces a serious primary challenge next year from a conservative, has been moving to the right on a number of issues, but he has always been a strong supporter of abortion rights, and a key base of support for him has been moderate Republican and independent women. So the Holmes nomination presents Specter with something of a dilemma. In a telephone interview, the senator said he has a lot of questions about the nominee and intends to meet with him. If Specter decides not to oppose the nomination in committee, allowing it to go to the floor without recommendation, it will put the onus on the two Democratic senators from Arkansas, Blanche Lincoln, who's up for election next year, and Mark Pryor. In the aftermath of last week's hearing, both continue to support Holmes, at least on paper, but neither has been available for an interview on the subject. Meanwhile, the judge wars continue on other fronts. To date, 119 of President Bush's judicial nominees have been confirmed, including 19 appeals court nominees, the same number confirmed in the first 2 years of the Reagan and Clinton presidencies. The Democrats are filibustering one nominee, Miguel Estrada, with the possibility that another may soon face a filibuster too. The GOP charges that the Estrada filibuster is anti-Hispanic, and the Democrats are asking why, then, another of President Bush's Hispanic nominees, Ed Prado, who was unanimously approved in committee, has not been brought forward for a vote. President Bush, in an unprecedented move, has renominated two judges who were rejected in the previous Congress controlled by Democrats. One, Texas Supreme Court Justice Priscilla Owen, has already been approved by the Judiciary Committee on a party-line vote and may be filibustered. The other, Mississippi Federal Judge Charles Pickering, seems to have disappeared from the Judiciary Committee schedule. In the last Congress, his nomination was defeated in committee amid charges that as a trial judge, he had improperly interfered with a cross-burning prosecution in order to reduce the offender's sentence. And that is not the kind of record that Republicans are anxious to defend. Both conservative and liberal groups are continuing ad campaigns on the judicial wars, hoping to influence upcoming Senate elections. This week, President Bush's father, the first President Bush, hosted a fundraiser at his Houston home that sponsors said netted $250,000. They plan to use the money to buy TV ads attacking targeted Democrats for alleged obstructionism on judgeships. And this is only the beginning. Wait till there's a Supreme Court vacancy. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.